All right, we are taking a look at benefits of sex. All right, so here's another benefit. You can imagine this one. We just talked about how sexual intercourse, and particularly after having reached orgasm, we can fall asleep more easily. Here's one. It relieves stress. Stress can cause all kinds of health problems, from headaches, problems sleeping, muscle tension, upset stomach, more severe conditions, including a weakened immune system, and chronic depression. Evidence published in Psychosomatic Medicine demonstrated that physical or emotional intimacy in couples is associated with reduced stress levels. Physical or emotional intimacy in couples associated with reduced stress levels. A study published in Biological Psychology found that people who engaged in penetrative sex experienced lower stress-related blood pressure when public speaking than individuals who had masturbated or had non-coital sex. So, they compared three groups of people who were engaged sexually. One group had penis penetrating the woman's vagina. Another group masturbated. A third group had sexual intercourse with someone else, but it wasn't genitals to genitals, whether it was oral sex or something else. And they found that even when these three groups, those where the penis entered into the vagina, the groups that masturbated, the groups that had sex with someone else, but it was not genitals to genitals, the group that experienced lower stress-related blood pressure is the group where the man's penis entered into the woman's vagina. Now notice what else they, let me share with you what else they discovered. Participants in the study who abstained from sex had the highest blood pressure levels triggered by stress. All right, so that means we've got to make sure that we're exercising patience as long as we need to. But ladies and gentlemen, once we're married, let's not come up with a lot of bad reasons to abstain from sexual intercourse. Let's love each other. Let's cherish each other. Let's honor each other. Let's enjoy each other. There is more to sex. Stuart Brody, a psychologist at the University of Paisley in the United Kingdom, hypothesized that the calming effect might be caused by the release of the pair-bonding hormone, oxytocin. This oxytocin just has so many good names. Pair-bonding hormone, love hormone, cuddle hormone. All of this, all of these different names for the same hormone, oxytocin. Now, you want a very pleasurable way to possibly increase the power of your brain? Research published in the Archives of Sexual Behavior suggests that frequent sex may improve women's memory. Oh, how many of you women have a little bit of age on you? Maybe you're in your 50s, early 60s. Your memory's not working the way you think it should be, or your memory's not working the way you know it should be working. Do you pride yourself on not having sex with your husband? Do you pride yourself on being able to please yourself, even though you may do it that way and not let anyone know? Do you pride yourself on trying to avoid what God intended for a married couple? You may want to rethink that. Results from a computerized word memory task found that women who had penetrative sex with the man's vagina, the man's penis entering her vagina, had better memory recognition of abstract words. Women who had penetrative sex had better memory recognition of abstract words. The researchers note that at this stage, it is unclear whether sex improves memory or if better memory leads to more sex. My guess is it is the former. Better memory leading to more sex. I think that the more frequent sex improves memory. I guarantee you there are things going on in that brain as a result of sexual intercourse that helps the brain's function. Now, as a result of improving the brain's function, it improves the brain's memory. So the researchers, though, for their part, they're saying they're not really sure which is which, whether it's sex improving memory or better memory leading to more sex. They didn't say better sex, more sex. However, they do say this. Sex may improve memory by stimulating the creation of new neurons in the hippocampus. That is the region of the brain that is involved in learning and memory. Another study by the University of Amsterdam in the Netherlands, published in Personality and Social Psychology Bulletin, found that thinking about love or sex has different effects on our brains. Thinking about love, thinking about sex, different effects on our brains. Thinking about love activates long-term perspective and global processing, which promotes creative thinking and interferes with analytical thinking. Thinking about sex triggers short-term perspective and local processing. Not global processing this time, but local processing, which then promotes analytical thinking and interferes with creativity. Interesting. So the key here is to not make this an either-or situation. No, it's both. Do both. Think about love and think about sex and have sex. Having sex will probably bring it all together. Back in just a few.